This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Palka. The Electoral College will formally determine the next president of the United States Monday. In states across the country, electors are meeting and casting ballots, which is likely to end with former Vice President Joe Biden winning by a 306 to 232 margin over President Donald Trump. The Electoral College vote is normally a routine formality in the U.S. presidential election, occurring every 4 years. But since the November 3rd national vote, President Trump has repeatedly claimed without credible evidence the vote in key battleground states he lost in was fraudulent, costing him the re-election. He claimed on Twitter on Sunday that swing states have found massive voter fraud and that they cannot legally certify these votes. The president and his allies have since lost more than 50 lawsuits in battleground states contesting the vote. The Department of Justice also said 2 weeks ago it has found no evidence of widespread voter fraud that could change the results of the election. Monday, a celebratory day in the United States as healthcare workers begin receiving the newly approved coronavirus vaccine. But it's also a somber day as the country records more than 300,000 deaths due to COVID-19. That's from data collected from Johns Hopkins University. Sandra Lindsay, a critical care nurse, was the first to receive the injection in New York State. President Trump, who has pushed for rapid development of the vaccine despite downplaying the severity of the crisis in the beginning, heralded the moment on Twitter, the president tweeting, "Congratulations, USA. Congratulations, world." Pfizer developed the vaccine alongside its German partner, BioNTech. This is VOA News. New COVID-19 restrictions are now in place in South Africa. The nation has seen a sharp spike in infections since the start of December, with reported cases hovering around 8,000 per day in the last few days. Numbers were around 3,000 per day in November. President Cyril Ramaphosa said in a televised address, given the rate at which new cases are growing, quote, there is every possibility that if we do not act urgently, the second wave will be more severe than the first wave. The government is now closing down beaches on the eastern coast and limiting large public gatherings ahead of the holiday season. Ramaphosa said the main reasons for the sudden rise in cases have been large gatherings and travel. The UK's health minister says scientists have identified over 1,000 cases of a new variant of the coronavirus that might be causing infections to spread faster than the existing variant. But Matt Hancock said there's currently nothing to suggest it's more likely to cause serious cases, and the latest clinical advice is it is highly unlikely to fail to respond to a vaccine. Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny says his poisoning case has been solved as of Monday. This comes after a joint media investigation said it had identified a team of assassins from Russia's FSB security service as his would-be killer. The FSB, which is the main domestic security successor to the KGB, made no comment on the investigation. The Kremlin has repeatedly rejected any suggestion that Russia tried to kill Navalny, one of President Vladimir Putin's leading critics, who collapsed on a domestic Russian flight in August. Navalny is still in Germany recovering from the incident, which was the result of a Soviet-style Novichok nerve agent. The investigation named names and poison laboratories and said FSB operatives that have specialized training in chemical weapons, chemistry, and medicine had secretly followed Navalny around Russia for the last 4 years, more than 37 times. The Trump administration is imposing sanctions on Turkey over its purchase of a Russian air defense system. The move comes at a delicate time as the two countries are at odds over Turkey's acquisition from Russia of the S-400 missile defense system. U.S. officials have long complained about Turkey and the S-400, which they say is incompatible with NATO equipment and a potential threat to allied security. We have more international headlines for you on voanews.com. Go there for the very latest. Via remote, I'm Liz Palka, VOA News.